Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shortly after we recorded this episode that you're about to listen to, the volatile runaway dog that we speak of was captured and reunited with his owner. The dog is called Sonny and is a Jack Russell. We wish Sonny and his owner all the very best.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
And welcome to the beginning of another week. It's Monday morning as you're listening to this. Maybe it's not. Maybe you've downloaded it 3 weeks later. In which case, what? Where the fuck have you been?
Email us from the future and give us a fucking heads up. Not so much on Brexit, but at least something about, you know, the GGs.
Something we can use to our advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do that. Let's start with the prediction league, Sam. Quite an interesting weekend. We're recording this on Sunday evening, so not all the matches have been played yet. In fact, Netherlands versus Germany's just kicked off, which looks quite tasty.
Oh, really? Yeah. What are we doing talking on this then?
Well, I don't know. We were going to do it half an hour earlier, and then you put it back.
A few family issues, mate. A few family issues.
Well, I'll catch up with that at half time and then enjoy the second half, hopefully.
Okay.
So that is that hasn't been resolved as we record. And the other one is Cyprus versus Belgium, which is on at the minute as well. But the other three games we predicted have been played. Sam, you clocked up 3 points.
Not bad. Solid.
Not bad. From three matches. Results bot managed just the 1 point.
Right.
I have accumulated 7 points from those three games.
Fuck off.
Two correct results, Sam.
No.
Liechtenstein,
what were they?
Liechtenstein 0, Greece 2.
Right.
And Kazakhstan 0, Russia 4.
Fucking hell, mate. That's amazing. So 7 points.
Yeah, so the lead, your lead has now been cut to 11 points.
Still a healthy lead.
Well, you say that. It was 15 points before the weekend. Yeah. So...
Yeah. It's a big leap forward, but, you know.
There's two matches playing right now, and
Did we predict both of them?
Netherlands, Germany, you said 1-1, and I said 2-1 Netherlands. Cyprus, Belgium, you said 3-0 to Belgium, and I said 3-1 to Belgium.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the next couple of hours.
Yeah.
Shall we do some predicting for the matches that are going to happen Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, let's do it.
Good. Yeah. Going to bottle it at this stage because you're on the ropes.
What are you trying to get inside my mind for? I've got an 11-point lead. I'm not going to go Keegan on you at this stage, mate. It's not even April.
We'll see about that because a long way to go. There's a lot of football to be played.
Do you interpret my outburst at that millennial receptionist on Friday as the first signs of cracks in my psyche?
I hadn't until you just said that, but it might be.
I hadn't until I just said that, and now I'm thinking... Yeah, I went berserk. Maybe the pressure of being on top and being so close to glory got to me, and that bloke bore the brunt, just like that hapless Sky reporter did all those years ago.
Aye, and as well, you also called an emergency podcast at the weekend.
An emergency podcast?
That suggests to me someone who's not calm and who's not composed. No. Someone who needs to be, you know, saying a lot of things.
Talking about the emergency podcast, that dog is still on the loose.
Is it?
And warnings have been issued as well on local news websites and Facebook pages and stuff, saying, with pictures of the dog, saying this dog is on the loose.
Yeah.
And it should not be approached because you may scare it and it may attack, right?
Yeah.
The dog is tiny. It's a fucking tiny dog. And I'm like...
Worst.
What the hell's going on here? If there are any greater signs that this country is in crisis, right, It's the fact that in this day and age, in the 21st century, of all the resources and technology and dog traps available to us, that a dog has given the authorities the runaround for over a week now.
Yeah.
Right? It's going around in one of the most, you know, prosperous parts of the country.
Yeah.
Waltzing about, scaring children, biting teachers, and they've got no idea what to do. They've issued warnings to the public. This is a fucking dog, mate. Imagine if the Russians invaded tomorrow.
Yeah.
If a dog can do this, then, you know, the whole country is on its fucking knees.
Do we have a name for this dog? Do we know what it's called?
No, but perhaps we should name it ourselves. Or I'll find out if you want.
Okay. I wonder what it's eaten. You know, because it's been large for 2 weeks now.
It's gone stray. I mean, it'll be eating out of bins. It'll be trying to hunt squirrels.
It can't be hard to catch it. All you've got to do is know what it's called and then hold out, you know, a plate of meat and then throw a net over it when it comes for the meat. If it's just a little dog.
Talking of dogs and what they eat, I met a dog yesterday. Darren. I was at my mate's house, Darren, and he's got this dog called Bailey, and it's like a spaniel, I think. You know, they're very excitable because they still think, because of their genes,
yeah,
they still think that they're involved in hunting rabbits and such. Does that happen with humans? Like, you still think you're up to what your ancestors were up to. I mean, I suppose I've got Irish blood and I was on the piss for a lot of my life.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what my ancestry is. I've never looked into it that much.
I'd love to see you on Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah.
Crying in a library because it turns out that your great-great-granddad was a fucking Nazi.
Well, I did have a great... I might have been a great granddad. I'm a great great granddad who used to be a licensee. He used to have a pub, and I think he ended up ruined in financial disgrace, and possibly with the drink as well. So with I don't drink. Know if that.
You wouldn't cry at that, though, would you? You'd laugh and say good on him.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, I could see why that's been passed down through the bloodstream, but the bloodline rather, not through the bloodstream. That's very different.
I went to school with a kid whose great great grandfather once punched Hitler in the face.
Whoa, is that true or is that schoolyard bullshit?
Nah, that's just a great bullshit I read in a magazine once. There was a funny American magazine in the 90s called Stuff, not like the stuff here that was all about gadgets. It was just a men's mag, and it was really funny. And on the cover of it, 1 month they had 24 lies you can tell tonight. But the headline on the cover was, "My granddad punched Hitler." And then it said, "And 23 other great lies you can tell tonight." Hey, so it was actually a guide to great lies.
Speaking of lies and liars, have you seen the news about Trump that's just broken in the last 5 minutes or so?
No.
Robert Mueller's report says that Trump's campaign did not conspire with Russia during the 2016 election.
What the fuck?
What a fucking letdown that is.
Who's got to him? Who's got to Mueller?
Fucking don't know. I wouldn't let it speculate because they'll come after us as well.
They got his kids or something like that. He was supposed to be incorruptible.
Obviously
but
not.
Unless he's right. I mean, we're all assuming that he did collude with the Russians, but maybe there's nothing there after all. I don't know. I think they've got something on old Mueller.
Yeah, it's very suspicious. Very fucking disappointing as well, but there you go. Back to this dog, Bailey.
It had this bone that they get. You can buy a bone for a dog. I mean, my dog used to have bones that they were from our Sunday roast. And you give it the bone. But now you buy a bone for a dog. I don't know, you might do it with your dog. And I didn't know about this. I haven't owned a dog since the 80s. Well, Bella passed away in 1994. And my abiding memory of when she received her lethal injection and I had to leave the room was the veterinary nurse was really fit.
Ooh.
And I felt a certain vibe between me and her.
Ooh.
Which was weird because she was about to put my dog down.
Yeah.
So I felt slightly guilty because I looked at Bella and she looked back at me and she was all yellow and jaundiced.
Yeah.
With the dog cancer.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, bye-bye, Sam." And I was like, yeah, all right, not now, mate. I think I'm in here.
It's you know what it is? It's the circle of life, isn't it?
It was. It felt sort like of. That. And then I actually left the room. My mum stayed in with Bella, and I left her. I thought, I can't. I actually couldn't face it. I wasn't tough enough. Mm. And I walked out and sat on the steps, and I thought, there's definitely something going on between me and this nurse.
But you'd left the room.
She's giggled. Yeah, but I don't know. I was
it depends
she'd
how much
come.
You wanted it. How much did you want it, Sam? You didn't want it enough. You didn't want it enough to nah. to watch your dog die. So
correct.
That's
but I thought, but part of me thought that if I showed how sensitive I was, that I was unable. I thought it shows my sensitive side that I'm unable to watch the dog die.
No,
and she'll think, oh, what a sensitive bloke.
No, it showed that you were a tit. If you'd stayed and showed how strong you were to be able to stay with your dog during our final moments, that would have impressed her. I did that when my dog died. When
how old were you?
Sam the dog died, I'd have been about 26, I reckon.
Yeah, so you had 7 years more life experience
on
me.
I can't have been that old, can I? Something like that. 24, 25.
I was 19. And I did do a private wake for Bella. And do you know what song I played at the private wake where I lit a candle for her?
Was it The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston?
It was a song that was, I think, number one at the time. It was The Most Beautiful Girl in the World by Prince. I mean, I liked the song. It was a good song. And I thought, yeah, I'll stick it on. It keeps reminding me of Bella.
And did you sing along to it in a dog voice as well?
My mum came out of the room after Bella had been murdered by the vet with a murder injection. And the first thing she said to me, she put her hand on my back because I was sat on the steps out the front. She put her hand on my back and I went, all right, mum. And she went, I'm pretty sure that nurse fancies you. And I got embarrassed. Shut up, mum. Come on, let go of.
You're grooving now. I'm trying to groove. Did you get a number?
So who knows?
Yeah, mum, will you go and ask that nurse out for me?
And then, so I'll never know. I bottled out completely of that weird, grief-stricken and yet erotic encounter.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because if you do come across someone, you know, out of the blue, you fancy, like, for example, a shop worker, you can always go back to that shop again and again and try and strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
But with a veterinary nurse,
find
it's
an excuse.
Yeah, you need to get another animal. And
I was on the lookout for a very terminally ill animal.
Yeah.
That I could, because I couldn't risk it just being a bit ill, because I thought this nurse might just specialise in lethal injections.
Yeah,
so you
course.
Only get to meet her if you're having an animal put down. Later that day, I went round to my mate's house, and there's a few of my mates all sat around in my mate Matt's bedroom, you know, smoking weed and just fucking being idiots like you are.
Of course.
And not much to do. And I walked in, and these were my mates who I've been mates with like all my life. And yet, what we had studiously done was never, ever, ever have a conversation about anything serious or emotional, right? Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, quite.
I mean, we'd had mates whose parents had died and it had never been mentioned. It had literally been like, all right. Like, you knew it had happened, but you just didn't talk about it. I walked into the room and it was filled with smoke. And one of my mates went, I heard Bella died. And I went, yeah, that's right. And I thought, this is weird. What's he bringing this up for? And he went, yeah, well, at least you had a good innings. And then there was a silence and no one knew how to react to the fact that he had raised this issue head on and was trying to, in his own way, comfort me. And after the pause lasted for what seemed like an eternity, but it was probably only about 5 seconds, another mate just said, shut up, you insensitive cunt, and started punching him. And then, like, they sort of beat him up a bit, like a mini beating for saying it to me. And I just sort of had to go, no, it's all right, leave him alone, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing he could have said, was it?
No, that was the point. It was a nice thing to have said. But he was punished because it made the other people in the room feel
uncomfortable.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was an awkward day and Bella was dead. But back to Bailey. My mate Darren said, we usually get a quite posh bones that you get from Waitrose.
Oh.
That cost about £4 or something, fucking I think hell. He said. Right, he goes, they're really, like, nice. They're like venison bones or something. And I went, wow. And he went, but the other day, we went to the shop on the way home, him and his daughter, and she wanted to look in Poundland. You know how kids, they love Poundland, right?
Who doesn't?
And he goes, we bought this Poundland bone. He went, and ever since she's been eating it, you see that you get what you pay for, because ever since she's been eating it, she has been shitting white 1980s dog shit nonstop.
Oh, big time.
And I thought, interesting, because we all thought, I mean, it's a cliche to remark now that you don't see white dog shit anymore.
Do you remember? Hey, do you remember?
Remember white dog remember shit? White that dog was good, shit? Wasn't it? What's all that about? Well, it's back. If right. you feed your dog Poundland budget bones,
right.
you will see white dog shit again. Brilliant. It's like going in a feces time machine.
Because it was meant to be chalk, wasn't it? It was supposed to be chalk that was in dog food to pad it out. And that was supposed to be the source of the white dog shit.
Yeah, so this bone is probably half chalk that they're feeding the dog, the Poundland bone.
Good to know. Public service announcement there from you.
Yeah, it is. If you want to see white dog shit again, because I know, judging by the amount people fucking go on about it, they obviously miss it.
Yeah.
Well, it's simple. It's back now, and it's stored in Poundland. So go and feed your dog or a stranger's dog. Just leave them around the area. If you don't own a dog, buy a job lot of these. They're that cheap. Leave them around your area.
Yeah.
And soon you'll see loads of white dog shit everywhere.
Jalapeño.
This episode of Top Flight Time Machine is brought to you in association with Poundland Dog Bones.
That's a tasty dog bone.
The source of white dog shit. 2019.
Yeah. Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Shall we do the predictions?
Yep.
Here we go then. First of all, Montenegro versus England. Tomorrow night, apparently. I knew nothing about this. I don't know what Montenegro is.
No, I don't know what Montenegro is. Is it Yugoslavia?
It's kind of in that area, I think.
Okay, so that means they might be quite good.
It feels Balkany.
I've got a strong worry that some of our black players might be subjected to racial abuse.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an unfair prejudice of mine?
No, I think prejudice against the Montenegrins.
Yeah.
Don't know. My racism...
You know, whenever they get out to the Balkans, there's going to be some pretty old-fashioned opinions.
Yeah, my racism prediction meter is kind of going into the red a little bit here, so I think you could be up to something. But that's not what
we're
predicting.
Your racism radar.
You don't get any extra points, Sam, for predicting terrorist racism.
Giving it a score. I think I predict a racism score of 8 at this game.
Okay.
I predict the score will be Montenegro 0, England 2.
Ooh, okay. I've got to go with something different. I'm going to have to go for 2-1. I don't know why. It just feels right. 2-1 to England, obviously, not to Montenegro. Sorry if any Montenegrins are listening and feel as though we've patronised them and cast
them
as racist.
Get in touch and educate us.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I say ignorant thoughts out loud in order to invite education from others.
Yeah, we're going to do a deep dive into Montenegro, its history and its culture.
In many ways...
And its food. And booze.
Being publicly ignorant is in itself a form of education.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got the balls to express, you know, some of the most ill-informed and ignorant opinions that you have inside of your brain.
Yeah.
If you've got the balls to say them out now, which many people don't, but I've always been willing to do.
Yeah.
That's often how you learn, because then someone gets in touch and goes, listen, you absolute ignorant cunt.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about, for instance, Montenegro. And then there you go. I further myself as a person.
It's a slight difference between a lot of people who are pig ignorant and just express that on the internet, on Twitter, places like that, and aren't prepared to learn. They're just stuck in their ways.
Yeah, I'm always open. I'm always open to suggestions.
But you're keen for your idiocy to be cured.
I am, yeah. I want people to confront it. I want people to see it in its raw, grotesque state, warts and all. And I want to say, look at this. What are you going to do about it, and you society?
Want to, you want them to burn those warts off?
Yeah,
with
burn
a fag
them off.
Lighter.
Yeah, with one of them lighters you get in the car. Don't get them anymore.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Ones you push in, and then you pull it out when it's red hot, and then fucking do my boil with it.
Boil of ignorance. Right, we're getting into there. It's dangerous territory there, I think. Luxembourg versus the Ukraine. Tough one.
Bloody hell.
I'll go first on this one, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a comfortable win for the Ukraine by three goals to nil, Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, Luxembourg are one of those teams that have never, like, win once every 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'll say nil. What did you say?
3-0 or 0-3.
I'll say 0-4.
Oh. Right, Kosovo versus Bulgaria. Very Balkany, this one.
What's your racism radar saying?
I think the racism will cancel itself out between both sides.
It's confused. It's crashed.
I don't think dead-eyed white East Europeans can be racist against each other.
No, but they might just be saying racisms about other people who aren't there.
But I suppose they've got different creeds and things like that, haven't they, within that area? Because I say the civil wars all started tribes.
Different tribes, yeah.
So it could be tribal different racism.
Subspecies.
So it could be a nine. It could be a nine for the racism. This one then.
Mm. But in terms of the score, don't know anything about the Kosovan team. Did just, funnily enough, just before this podcast earlier this evening, engage in a FIFA match in which I was Bulgaria. My son has arranged the most complex and huge FIFA tournament for me and him ever. It involves 48 teams, every international team on FIFA 19 competing against each other. And they compete in order, in alphabetical order. So the game that I just took part in was Cameroon versus Bulgaria. And I was Bulgaria, and I did notice they had a couple of good players, not least an attacking midfielder called Popov.
Oh, you've done research. Fuck.
And so for that reason, I'm going to say this will be 3-1 to Bulgaria.
To Bulgaria. It feels like a derby match to me, this one, and derby matches generally finish 1-1. So that's where I'm going for with that, 1-1.
The rule book goes out, the form book goes out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah. I should point out these have been randomly chosen by our random fixture blob. Yeah, these are the fixtures that emerge from inside its gelatinous guts,
Does it go like this?
Kind of like that.
It out.
Yeah, and a bubble emerges out of the top with the fixture inside it.
And I'm glad that you look after that blob and not me. I wouldn't like to watch that.
That's a lot of pressure. I've got to keep it moist at all time. I keep it in a fish tank. The fourth fixture that it's puked out for us is Andorra versus Albania.
I've been to Andorra.
Have you?
I went to Andorra on a press trip when I was working in my first job on a magazine, and it was one of those ones. Someone's gone. I was like, Gina, go. Do you wanna? There's a trip going. I can't make it. It's a skiing trip. And I was like, I've never been skiing in my life. And oh, don't worry. Like, anyway, it's snowboarding. And I said, oh, I've never been up a mountain. And they said, well, you better go. So I thought, oh, all right. Oh, I was really homesick. I was up this mountain.
Of course you were. Fucking hell.
I was up this mountain. I was with one bloke from The Sun and one bloke from the fucking Daily Express. And I'd like only been working a few months, and these people were proper old-fashioned hacks, like the ones you used to see in Spitting Image. You know, the pig men with
pig
the hats
men with
on.
Chubby hats on, yeah.
Don't worry, son. We'll look after you.
Yeah.
We're from Fleet Street. Don't worry.
Are you drunk yet? Why not?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. All it's about is getting as much fucking free stuff off of these stupid PR.
Get our noses in the fucking trough.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, all right.
I miss my mum.
We were supposed to go snowboarding because my boss said I had to write an article about it when I got back.
Don't worry about that.
Fucking make it up, you stupid little cunt.
Yeah, it was exactly like that.
Like what you do.
Jack, we'll get on a pissy old day. One, the Daily Express guy was pouring brandy in his coffees at breakfast at 9 o'clock. I go, there, want some of this in you, son? And I go, no, thank you. And he go, what's the matter with you? Think you're too good for us?
All right, I'll have some then. Fucking glossy magazine, twat.
Yeah, and then I hated the whole week, apart from the bit where we got to go on fucking skidoos. You know, like those fucking jet bikes on skis. Yeah. That was wicked. I was obviously shit. I'd never been up in that environment before. I haven't been since either, because, let's be honest, skiing's for cunts. And snowboarding is also for cunts.
Yeah.
But, you know, being up a mountain was actually all right. But then I was obviously really looking forward to going home because of my homesickness condition.
Course.
By this age, I'd got into like missing my girlfriend.
Sam, as we're doing this podcast right now, are you missing your mum?
My wife's downstairs.
She's not your mum.
I'm missing her a bit.
Are you missing your wife a little bit?
I've seen my mum today, so I'm kind of all right. But okay. What was bad was on this holiday, I was missing my girlfriend mainly. Oh, I really miss you. She was like, yeah, what's it like? I was like, oh, shit. I hate being up a mountain. I wish I was back home with you.
Horrible men are here. Pig men.
These pig men keep making me drink brandy. I went on the skidoo. That was all right. I don't know what I'm going to write my article about either. I'm probably going to get a sack when I get home because the pig men won't let me snowboard. They say it's for Nancy boys.
This is the worst job in the world. I want to work at BQ instead.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so I was like, there's only one more day at least. And then this fucking blizzard kicked up. And then they said, you're going to be snowed up. There's no way we're getting down from this mountain.
Mm.
No fucking way we're getting down from this mountain. So the pigmen were like, fucking great. We'll be locked up this mountain and we'll still be on their fucking bill. We can just keep living here in this mountain until this fucking avalanche clears. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We can't stop here. We got things to get back for. And they're all like sort of older than me, like, what? I've got fucking 3 kids and a wife at home. This is bliss being away from them. It's the perfect excuse. I'm up a mountain in a nice hotel and everything's on to expenses. And I'm like, well, I need to get back. I've got to get to work and see my girlfriend. And they're like, you ridiculous bastard. Have another brandy, right? And that night, they said, look, it's very unlikely. Unless the snow stops, it's very unlikely we're getting down this mountain. And if it carries on, it will get snowed up the mountain. And, you know, sometimes you have to wait a week for it to thaw before you can get the coach can drive back down the fucking mountain.
Right.
I was like, fucking hell. I couldn't sleep. And all night I was stood at my window looking out, looking for the blizzard to calm. I was really anxious.
Fucking hell.
In the morning, I'm fucking down there at 7 a.m. The coach driver swaggers in, some fucking flash Andorran cunt.
Yeah.
And, you know, his aviator glasses
all
on.
Like that, the Andorrans.
Highlights in his hair. All cool, stubble. Bit like a Jurgen Klopper-like, really. I'm like, you're a coach driver? He's like, yeah. I go, we're going to get down the mountain or what? And he's like, I don't know.
This and that.
It was very this and that. This and that. And I'm like, never mind, this and that. I've got to get back to London. And he's fucking, I'm with these pig men. And I don't know what they're going to do. If they get any more pissed, I think they might kill me or bum me. Or both. Right. And he goes, we'll put the chains on the wheel. So he puts the chains on the fucking wheels and he goes, you want to get on the coach? We'll give it a go. You don't want to get on the coach? I don't care. This and that. So everyone gets onto the coach and all of the rest of the fucking pigmen just fell asleep, hungover. And we were going down this fucking mountain all the way down it at 2 miles per hour.
on the most fucking terrifying precipices round every bend with Signor this and that just fucking smoking a fag with his glasses on, barely looking. And you're like tottering on the edge of these fucking mountain turns. And I am the only passenger awake. There's only two people on the coach awake. This and that, the driver, and me,
the
young lad, the young cub reporter, and I'm fucking with my nose pressed to the window, and I'm literally going, oh, fucking hell, watch out, mate! And he's just like, casually, once in a while, glancing back while he puffs on his cigarette, like, yeah, he's a strange baby man. Eh, come on, have a nice little kip like your pig friends. You don't need to worry about anything. We go over the edge of cliffs or we die. Oh, you don't know anything about it.
You want to be asleep for that, mate.
It's best if you're asleep when we die. Think about me. I'm going to be the one awake. Why are you worried? Fucking took us about 5 hours to get off this mountain and I was wide awake and shitting it the whole way and all these other fuckers were asleep. Anyway, that is my experience of Andorra.
That's Andorra.
That's Andorra for you. It's all right, but I wouldn't go up the mountain if you get homesick like me. Although the Skidoo experience is, as you would expect, A1.
Yeah, good. With that in mind,
conclusion, I would say Andorra nil. Who are they playing?
Albania.
Oh, I've been to Albania as well.
Oh, fucking hell. Can you save
I'll tell
that
this story
episode
another day. But briefly, when I was in Albania filming a documentary for the BBC, I became 100% convinced that a bloke who was there, who was supposed to be like an attaché from the local BBC office, who's shown us around, I became convinced, this was years later, and I was by that stage, I basically was a pig man. Yeah. I'd become the pig men I had once sort of despised. And I was really drunk the whole time I was there. And I became convinced that this geezer was actually an Albanian spy who was going to fit me up for something and have me banged up. He was working on behalf of the government. I can't fucking remember why I thought that. Anyway, obviously,
drugs.
Albania is a whole different fucking kettle of fish to Andorra. I mean, it is a fucking madhouse.
Well, with that in mind, what do you think's going to happen at the football?
2-0 to Albania.
2-0 Albania. Mm. I'm going to go 0-0, that one.
Okay.
Cancel each other out. Finally, Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Greece. I'll go first on this one, shall I?
Yeah.
Fuck knows. Anything could happen in this one. I reckon 1-0 to Greece.
I'll say 2-0. Bosnia-Herzegovina at home?
Yeah.
2-0 to Bosnia.
Fair enough.
Yes, mate. Sorry.
That's all right. We'll see how it pans out. All right. Yeah, that's it. That's the predictions. And that's the end of the episode, because I want to go and watch Netherlands-Germany now.
Fair enough, mate. We'll be back with Mailbag tomorrow anyway, won't we?
We will, yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yep. Enjoy your Monday.
Yep. See you next time.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.